Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, November 10th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Max Power Mining Corp, it's Max F, takes milestone step, advances Canada's first natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining Corp, listed on the CSE as Max and on the OTC as MaxXF, has received a drill permit from the Saskatchewan Energy Regulator to explore natural hydrogen at its Lawson target. This move positions Max Power at the forefront of clean energy innovation, as natural hydrogen is seen as a potential game changer in the global energy transition. By securing a license to drill Canada's first dedicated natural hydrogen well, Max Power is paving the way for the broader adoption of planet-sourced hydrogen. This milestone marks a significant step forward for the company and the clean energy sector as a whole. Investor news breaks: Standard Lithium Limited and YS American SLI reports Q3 2025 results, advances SWA and Franklin projects with DFS, resource filing, and $130 million financing. Standard Lithium Limited reported progress in Q3 2025, completing a definitive feasibility study for its SWA project and a maiden inferred resource for the Franklin project. CEO David Park highlighted the cost competitiveness of the SWA project and strong foundation for scalable production. The company closed $130 million financing, received final integration approval, and reported the highest lithium in brine grade to date at 616 milligrams per liter. Positioned to reach FID on the SWA project in 2026, Standard Lithium focuses on sustainable commercial-scale lithium production in the U.S. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn-sli. Rockbreak's ES Gold Corp, CSAU, OTCQBF, completes Montauban Mill building, moves toward commissioning and first gold-silver production in 2026. ES Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the symbol ESAU and on the OTCQB under the symbol ESAUF, has completed the main mill building at its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec, moving closer to commissioning and first gold-silver production in 2026. The company has finalized structural work, flooring, and interior divisions with an operational on-site laboratory and gold room. CEO Gordon Robb called this a defining achievement as ES Gold progresses to equipment procurement and installation for its processing circuit. Commissioning is expected to lead to initial gold and silver output next year. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focusing on clean mining and exploration innovation, with its flagship Montauban property showcasing responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential.
Investor news breaks: Max Power MiningXX, OTC, MaxXF, Frankfurt, 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is advancing its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, researchers are working to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems. The session aims to identify new research and commercialization opportunities. Max Power is an innovative mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the U.S. and Canada focused on critical minerals, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom.
Rockbreak's Max Power Mining, CSE MaxXX, MaxX Frankfurt 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE as MaxX, OTC as MaxXF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange as 89N, is enhancing its partnership with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina. This collaboration includes a technical session at the U of R Innovation Center and a visit to the Lawson drill site in Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's natural hydrogen systems. The goal is to identify new research and commercialization opportunities in Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program along the 475-kilometer Genesis Trend. Max Power is at the forefront of the natural hydrogen sector, with a significant land position and upcoming drilling plans. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.